It's Full Metal Jackie bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly. On the show with us this week, we've got Voivod drummer Away. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Voivod celebrating 40 eventful years of existence this year with a special anniversary studio album called Morgoth Tales. Morgoth Tales is something of an audio history of Voivod. What were the ground rules when it came to re-recording your past?
Well, we actually started building this project together when we were touring with Opeth in Europe in last November and December, and we thought we would pick songs that were more obscure from our catalog, not necessarily what we always play live, because most of the songs we've played live the past few decades, it's been released on live albums a lot, and so we want to concentrate on songs we barely played live or never played live in certain cases, you know. So that was the first goal, and we also wanted to cover the 40 years of the band, so we thought we would re-record Condemned to the Gallows, which was the first song we wrote in 83, and write a new song for this album, so it would really cover 1983 to 2023. So that was the main goal as well. We also wanted the whole album to fit on one vinyl, so instead of covering all the albums, which is way too many, we decided to cover all the different lineups of the band. And it was actually a very great challenge and pretty exciting when we finally went into the studio in January to record these songs.
Away from Voivod with us, we're celebrating the release of Morgoth Tales, which just came out. Here's a version of New Edge Fractal, the 2023 version. Of course, it was originally on Angel Rat from 1991. Voivod on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Voivod drummer Away is my guest on the show this week, and we are celebrating the release of Morgoth Tales, and it's sequenced in chronological order of original release. What narrative does the timeline of these particular songs say about Voivod?
Well, I think that since we were trying to talk about the destruction of this planet in a sci-fi concept, I think what I came to realize when the album was put together, that sci-fi has caught up with us in a way more rapidly than I expected, actually. And so now these subjects we were talking about AI-controlled high-tech weaponry and all that, we're dealing with it right now. And also, I realized while listening to this album that some of the lyrics were sort of recurring nightmares, where at one point we were talking about Chernobyl, and then years later we're talking about Fukushima, or we were talking about the ozone layer, and then it's global warming, and so on and so on. But yeah, we've always been trying to warn people about what we thought would be catastrophic in the future. And so now with this album, I realized that we are living it right now.
Voivod drummer Away is with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, gonna be playing you a song off Pelican's second album, The Fire in Our Throats Will Beckon the Thaw, as a deluxe edition was just released this week. Plus, we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit, music from Metallica. Away is going to be picking music. It's all coming up on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Voivod drummer Away with us on the show this week, celebrating the release of Morgoth Tales. And former Voivod bass players Eric Forrest and Jason Newsted both participated in Morgoth Tales. Why was their involvement important to you, both musically and personally?
Because I always kept in touch with these guys, and they're part of the Voivod family. And it was interesting and exciting first to see if they would get into it. And when I reached out to them, they really got excited immediately. And we had to do the recordings separately in respective studios, but it allowed us to invite Jason to come on stage with us in last May in the Fort Lauderdale, and Eric this month at the Hellfest in France. So these were great moments as well.
Voivod drummer Away on the show with us, celebrating the release of Voivod's Morgoth Tales, which just came out this week. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Coming up next, a song talking about why you should never call me dude. Misery! It's Full Metal Jackie Away from Voivod with us on the show this week. Again, talking about the new studio album, Morgoth Tales. And Voivod has always been an avant-garde collision of punk, thrash, and prog. The better you got as musicians, how much harder or easier did it become to break musical convention?
I personally, I find it easier because playing all kinds of music, I really learned to adapt to many situations and different styles. But now that we are back to progressive rock mode with the latest releases, it's still a challenge, but I really feel at home because I learned to play with Terry Bozzio from Zappa, or Christian Vander from Magma, or Guy Evans from Van der Graaf, and so on, Neil Peart from Rush. So I feel at ease, but it's also that I've been playing the drums many years, so I learned more and more and more, and I have better control. But the thing is, we've been experimenting a lot lately on the latest albums with layers of sounds and brass quintet and string quartet, and people embraced it. And not only that, we won two Junos in a row for the last two albums. So it shows us that we are on a great path, and that we can explore different avenues, and people will enjoy it. So that's basically what we intend to do, really.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, we'll be playing a new track from Empire State Bastard, the latest project from Biffy Clyro frontman Simon Neal and touring guitarist and former Oceanside musician Mike Venart. The band launched back in March with a song called Harvest. I'm going to play you another track from that. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with my guest, Voivod drummer Away. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Away from Voivod on the show with us. Voivod celebrating 40 years of being a band this year. And again, with the special anniversary studio album, it's called Morgoth Tales. And the one continuous member of this band has been you. What made you first aware that Voivod would actually be a life journey?
I think it's when the first album, War and Pain, came out in 1984. It had a very good impact and a new metal scene that was going to become thrash metal. And this is really where I decided to quit school at university, where I was studying science, and tried to make it as a musician in my life. It's been a crazy journey with a lot of obstacles. And quite often people were telling me that I was crazy to keeping on, you know. But now that we're enjoying this great momentum where we are more popular than ever, I feel that I was not that crazy after all. So it's kind of a relief, really.
Pick up the new record from Voivod. It is called Morgoth Tales. Again, celebrating 40 years as a band with this special anniversary record. Away, thank you so much for taking the time, and good luck with this release.
Thank you very much, and see you on the road somewhere.
Stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.